Good morning, sir. Before we get started, may we have your name, please, sir?
Frank Boykin.
Okay. The Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson is going to conduct your hearing, so if you just hold on to your phone, he will be right with you, sir. So just hold on, sir.
Good morning, sir. How are you this morning?
Okay.
Can you hear me? Sir?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay. So you're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency. Could you please state your full name and your ADC number for us for the record?
Frank Boykin, 039873.
Okay, Mr. Boykin, I'm going to introduce you to the board members that are going to be conducting your hearing this morning. To my far left is the Honorable Luis Quinones. Next, down the line is the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright, who's our board chair. To my immediate left, sir, is Mrs. Gail Rittenhouse. Sir, my name is Michael Johnson. I'm going to be acting as your hearing lead this morning, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Mr. Borkins, I'm going to go over some information with you. If there's anything that's incorrect, you can certainly stop me correctly on it. Then I'm going to go with some information and have you give us some information. And then the board will see if they have any questions, and we'll continue. You're appearing before this board, sir, for an absolute discharge or parole to your next consecutive sentence. Is that your understanding, sir?
Yes.
Okay. You are currently serving a life sentence, sir, for murder in the first degree. You became eligible for parole on May 22nd of 06. Is that your understanding?
Yes, sir.
Okay, according to the information that I have, sir, that if you are paroled to your next consecutive sentence, you will be paroled to a 10-year sentence for aggravated robbery?
Yes, sir.
Okay. You have also served some concurrent sentence, 3.5-year sentence for burglary, 3.5-year sentence for child molesting, 21-year sentence for armed robbery, and a 20-year sentence for trafficking and stolen property. But some of those sentences were running concurrent to your life sentence, so they have all expired. Okay?
Yes.
All right. So according to your institutional progress report that we have here this day, it says that you do not have an approved release address at this time, but states you believe that you'll be able to secure residence at one of the many halfway houses in the area. Also states that you would be very grateful for the opportunity to be paroled and given a chance to be successful. Also on here, I'm looking at you had a discipline, looks like, in 2018 for theft and possession, which was a minor. What was that about, sir?
Well, I took some salt out of the kitchen.
So what are you going to do with the salt?
Put it up my room.
Okay.
I only had a
handful of salt. I like to put a little salt on mine too, so I understand. So I do see that you had some prior felony convictions, which I read out some of them, and you have some priors going back to 1980. That you actually had, according to the Ames report that we have here, and I filed, sir. So she doesn't, you do have some tickets that you've received in the past, but actually, for the amount of time that you've actually been incarcerated, sir, you've done pretty good. It doesn't look like you had any violence. I do see earlier, in the 90s, you had in 03 some drug possession or manufacturing. What was that? Are you doing any drugs, or were you doing drugs back during that time, sir?
I did that, yeah. I've only bought drugs for many years.
Okay.
I get too old with these things like that.
So I see that back in 2006, it looks like you were granted parole, and then it looks like in 08, your parole was revoked. What happened back then, sir?
I got another charge, aggravated robbery.
Okay, so that's the charge that you're currently serving now. That's the 10-year sentence that you'll be paroled to?
Yes.
Okay, so I see that you've been before this board several times, and each time you come before this board, you've actually been denied?
Yes.
Okay, what type, have you taken any programming since you've been incarcerated, sir?
I've been exempt from all that. I've been denied.
Oh, okay, all right. Well, that's okay. So you were released on parole in 2006. On parole in 2006, and that was for a murder charge?
Yes, sir.
And that was you and another co-defendant decided to rob a gentleman?
That's not the way it went down.
Okay, how did it go down, sir?
The guy that was with me was retarded. He was a crack freak.
Uh-huh.
He was trying to buy some crack, and he gave the guy $10 for some crack. The guy disappeared into the apartment. We went into the apartment looking for him. We found him, and the retarded dude was trying to get his money back or the crack, and the guy swung at him. So I swung back at the dude because I didn't want to hurt this retarded dude. And the retarded dude, I hit him a couple times in the face. I admit that. But the retarded dude picked up the guy's phone and took it and put it in my car. And that was a robbery.
Okay.
With a cell phone.
Okay.
And he picked up, I didn't even know he put it in my car. I didn't know he had it.
Okay, so
that was
the last incident that you were involved in. Back in when you were released in 2006, you were released on a murder, and that was involving you and another gentleman. You guys were going out to Buckeye to buy some drugs.
Yeah.
What happened there?
Yeah.
What happened there? Can you remember back then?
Not really. We took the guy out in the desert, and the guy that was with me, I beat him up.
Uh-huh.
I did beat him up. But the other guy started stabbing. And then he told me if I didn't stab him, he was going to stab me. So I stabbed the guy, but already dead. And I stabbed him a couple times, and we got the car left.
Uh-huh.
He took the money out of his pockets. I didn't receive none of the money that he took.
I thought in the report I read that you received some of the money, but you didn't know how much money he took, but he gave you $2.
No, he didn't give me no money.
Okay.
That's what you remember.
Okay. So, Mr. Wilkins, are you 61 years old now? How old are you, sir?
I'm 61.
Okay. So, Mr. Berkins, you were out on parole, and you were out on parole on a murder charge. And then when you, while you were out on parole, you got involved with drugs, you were still involved with drugs, and then you wind up getting involved in another incident, as you just explained, that turned out to be a aggravated robbery where a gentleman was assaulted by you and another gentleman. Why, tell me what has changed, sir, that we would parole you to your next consecutive sentence, that you wouldn't continue to get in trouble, although I see that you haven't really been in much trouble lately since you've been in prison. What's changed?
I've had 2 heart attacks and 3 strokes. I've lost almost 100 pounds.
Uh-huh.
Okay. I've got asthma real bad.
Okay.
I'm SMI. I had to take psych medication, heavy meds for my lungs. I'm not in no shape to go out and do anything. most of the time I've been a wheelchair. I kept my cane with me today because I didn't want to get bring in the wheelchair because I didn't come to land. I'm not gonna get out there and start any bullshit. You know what I'm saying? I'm honest with you. I think if I have another heart attack, I'm gonna be dead anyway. I don't think I'm gonna make it out of here. Now, if you don't wanna let me out, that's fine. I'm content with that. Okay? That's all I know is prison anyway. That's all I've ever seen. I've been in prison since I was 20 years old. What else do I know? I don't know anything about computers or cell phones or any of that crap. If you don't want to let me go, that's fine. I'll die in here. It ain't no big deal to me.
So what I'm asking, Mr. Boykins, is here's what my concern is, sir. You know, my concern is that I just want to just be sure that if you parole to your next consecutive sentence, you had a 10-year sentence to go, that if you were eventually paroled and got out of prison, sir, that you're not going to be a detriment to the community or threat to anyone out there.
I'm not going to be.
Okay.
There's no way I'm going to be. I'm in a wheelchair. I'm a guy.
Do you have any family, sir? Do you have any family in Arizona?
No, I don't.
Where is it? Do you have any family, period?
No.
Okay.
All my family is dead. All my brothers, sisters, my mom and dad, my aunts, uncles, I don't know any of my cousins.
Do you have any visitors? Anybody visit you at the prison, sir?
No. I haven't got a letter in 15 years.
Mr. Boykins, let me see if the board has any additional questions for you, sir. Ms. Rittenhouse.
Thank you, Mr. Johnson. Mr. Boykin, on your last progress report for the last hearing, there's a statement here, and they put a quote from you that says, "I've been in prison for 41 years, and I've got nothing for me outside." So do you still want to be released?
I'd like to try. I would like to try and make it out there.
Okay, sir. And you go to a halfway house? Is that would be your plan?
Yes, ma'am.
Have you checked into any, or do you know about any in particular, or?
There's one called Sandcat where six offenders can go.
Okay.
And I was going to check into that one.
And that's the Department of Corrections facility?
Yes.
Down on Stone Pass. Okay. Okay. All right. Thank you, Mr. Johnson.
Okay, Mr. Brookins, send no additional questions coming from the board, sir. Is there anything else you'd like to say to the board before we go into discussion, sir?
Thank you.
Okay. Okay, well, Mr. Boykins, the board's going to go into discussion. So while the board's in discussion, we will make a decision whether to grant or deny your parole. However, I want you to stay on the phone, Mr. Boykins, so you can hear the conversation that's taking place amongst the board. And then when we conclude, we'll make a decision, then I'll get back with you. You can stay on the phone, but I need you to remain silent while the board's in discussion, okay?
Okay.
All right, thank you, sir. The board is now going into discussion. Mr. Brookins has been incarcerated, you know, he says for most of his life since he's been 20. He's been in and out of prison. He's 60 years old now, 61 years old now, and he's had two heart attacks, a stroke, asthma. He states that he is SMI, does have no family here. It says all of his family's dead. He says that, you know, if he would like to have some hope of going to eventually have an opportunity to get out, I think he is, and his medical conditions are bad, and he hasn't taken any programming, and last citation that he received, he's not doing any drugs. His last citation he received was a minor in 2018 for taking some salt out of the actual kitchen that he actually has. And I think it would be, you know, difficult for Mr. Borkins to get out and really survive. However, he's going to be paroled to his next consecutive sentence, which is a 10-year sentence. And kind of correct me if I'm wrong in my thinking, but I think he could, because he has that life sentence, if he did that 10-year sentence, he would still go back to the life sentence. So he would then have the opportunity. He doesn't have a release plan because he's just being paroled to his next consecutive sentence. I think that if he got that, then he would be looking at a place to stay. He did have SACRAC that he said that he had looked at that would take sex offenders, because he is also a sex offender. But I would be willing to, in my thinking, that because of all the other conditions that's concerning Mr. Borkins, a heart attack, stroke, asthma, the fact that he's SMI, which would also relate to some of the reasons why we don't have the exact type of release plan. I do note that he stated he's been in prison most of his life, and he noted that in his statement in his previous release plan or his previous institution of progress report, that he's been in prison all his life and he doesn't have anybody who doesn't know what really to do. But now he states that he would like to at least get the opportunity to research it or look into it. I would be at this point willing to parole Mr. Borkins to his next consecutive sentence, which would be a 10-year sentence for aggravated assault. However, I am willing to listen to the rest of the colleagues. Ms. Rittenhouse.
Thank you, Mr. Johnson. I mean, I agree with you. His medical situation is pretty dire, and he really has not done any research about a halfway house, because if this is a parole to a consecutive sentence. And he's 61, so even if he served the entire 10 years of that, you're right, he would revert back to the life sentence and be again considered for parole to the streets at that point. So we're talking at possibly 70, well, actually, it would be truth in sentencing. That sentence would be truth in sentencing. So it would be more like 7.5, 8 years that he would actually serve, and then he'd come back before the board again for consideration to the streets. He's certainly, in my opinion, not prepared to go to the streets right now. But because this is a parole to a consecutive sentence that he needs to serve, I would not object, but I can't say I'm really supporting this either. So we do have the letter from May of 2018 from Norcote County Attorney, again opposing any type of release, but no current letter. That just means maybe they just weren't aware this hearing was going to be held. So I can't say I'm supportive, but I also I wouldn't object to a parole on him. Thank you, Mr. Johnson.
Mr. Canales.
Thank you, Mr. Johnson. I'm of a similar mindset to the elder Ms. Rittenhouse. I think she summarized that quite well. I wouldn't object. I do note that he hasn't had a major ticket since 2003, although he's had numerous minors. And he's certainly, in my opinion, not ready to return to the community, but he is in a weakened state. And I think for practical reasons, passing him to the next sentence certainly wouldn't be any threat to the community, and he would have to revert to his life sentence under when he becomes eligible again. So I agree with that summary from Ms. Rittenhouse.
Okay, so I'm seeing any further comments coming from the board. I am then going to make a motion to grant Mr. Boykin's parole to his next consecutive sentence, which would be a 10-year sentence for aggravated assault. That would be aggravated robbery, I'm sorry. That would be my motion.
I'll second.
Agree.
Motion by myself. Second, Ms. Rittenhouse. Agree. Mr. Quinones. Agree. Dr. Wright. Okay, Mr. Borkins? Mr. Borkins, can you hear me, sir? The board has voted to grant you parole to your next consecutive sentence, which would be a 10-year sentence that you have to serve for aggravated robbery. There are some conditions that go along with being paroled to your next consecutive sentence. One of them is that you have to abide by all institutional rules. You have to partake in any available program and refrain from any disciplinary infraction. Sir, can you think you can do that?
Yes, sir.
Okay, Mr. Borkins, I want to thank you for taking the time and opportunity for appearing before this board, sir. That is going to conclude your hearing at this time. I do thank you. And could you please put the CO3 or set the phone down for the next person to come in?
Do you just need to mention my denied for 11?
Okay, and sir, also I want to make just for the record, it's also on the record, we did grant him parole to his next consecutive sentence, but we did deny absolute discharge.
Okay.